EOS Eco Energy and the Southeast Regional Service Commission, hereon referred to as SRSC, painted a soggy future for the Tanchamar region. The region, already prone to flooding due to its proximity to the Bay of Fundy and the Northumberland Strait, will continue to grow wetter by the year 2100. Sea levels are expected to rise up to a meter per year by 2100, which threatens homes and infrastructure in the area. As of 2010, 233 buildings were in a flood risk area, but by 2100, that number will grow to 815. Geomatics manager James Bornman and Chloe Berezowski, both from SRSC, co-presented their research exploring flood risk and vulnerability in Tanchamar local service districts over Zoom on February 2nd. I called Bornman to discuss the impact of climate change on the Tanchamar area and flooding.
It will be more of a flood risk with the effects of climate change. The Tanchamar is particularly sensitive to changes in sea level rise. I guess over the past 100 years, sea levels have risen about 20 to 30 centimeters in the area, and they could rise to upwards of 1 meter or more by 2100. And these changes are projected to increase the flood risk considerably in the low-lying areas. Based on our preliminary mapping, it appears that currently there's about 200 buildings at risk, and by 2100 that could be up to 800 buildings. So those are substantial numbers. Mm-hmm. Most of those are on the Northumberland Strait, and many of those are in areas with cottages.
Not all hope is lost, however, as the Tanchamar has an invaluable resource that works as a natural protected against floods.
The coastal wetlands, the vegetation themselves attenuate or can help break the waves, so the waves can't travel as far inland, and also slow the speed of those waves, so they can help kind of reduce the flooding inland from a storm surge or a storm event. And inland, wetlands act as kind of like a bathtub or a storage area that can hold water when it's during a large rain event, and then reduce it slowly. So instead of all that water flowing downstream, if a wetland was removed, it can help store that water and let it drain slowly over time and reduce flooding that way.
The wetlands act as a sort of natural rain barrel or a sponge, which releases rainwater slowly rather than all at once. The Southeast Regional Service Commission is launching a website soon that will contain all of their findings, maps, and tips about preparing a home for flooding. The site, which will be shared on CHMA's website, also has a survey that Bornman hopes Tanchamar residents will fill out. Flooding events on private properties or in specific areas are sometimes hard to log, and Bornman is counting on residents to help catalog these events.
So the website's going to go over, it's really presenting what the climate risks are to the area, both in terms of temperature and changing precipitation and the flood risk. It also presents some information on how you can adapt and some resources. People can adapt to climate change in the area. Yeah, so we also have a survey that is really important to get feedback from people in the area of how impacted they feel they are to climate change, and also if they've observed any impacts in the area that can be attributed to climate change. In particular, we're really hoping to get some feedback on anyone who's experienced flood events, in particular, kind of flooding after a large rain on snow event. Mm-hmm. Those are the hardest to model, but we also understand that those are some of the greatest impacts in the area.
As of today, the site isn't up yet, but the link will be available on chmafm.com under Community News. You can also watch Bornman and Berezowski's full presentation on EOS Eco Energy's YouTube page to see these maps and data for yourself.